The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All right, so my mom's visiting, and she had to go to the hospital yesterday because her cancer's back. She had an appointment, but I'm going to tell you now, things went great. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Last week, we found out her cancer was back, and I was so angry. I was angry at everyone. I even got mad at God. I told Otto, I'm mad at God, you know, and I don't like feeling that way, and I don't even like saying that. I know I'm not the only person that has ever felt that way. Like, why is this happening? And I pray all the time. My mother's a good person. And all these,
why is this happening?
Oh, my God, pity party.
Yeah.
My mom is being treated at one of the best hospitals in the world. She has a place to stay. And she's been here since Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Saturday.
And all she's done is eat and laugh. And my stepdad, Adolfo's like, I haven't seen her like this in weeks. She was just so positive. I mean, we probably laughed.
She might have out-ate me yesterday.
Otto. And my stomach hurts. You know when your abs hurt? Because I freaking laughed so hard all day that my abs are hurting. She has this great positive attitude, so it's infectious, and I have it now, too.
Oh.
You know, it was just really good.
Well, that's a blessing.
Man, I did so much cooking and so much cleaning. It's a blessing, Anthony, too. You're the one in the kitchen, and everybody's sitting around.
Oh, no.
Well, let's do the setup. Until she got there, because Dana had me working like nonstop.
Literally.
All Friday night, I was cleaning. All Saturday morning, all I did was clean. This house right now is spotless. You can eat off the floor.
I mean, I know my mom is very judgy when it comes to things like that.
Just a little bit.
And if things aren't clean, she'll want to clean. And I'm like, my mom has cancer. I don't want her coming in here cleaning my house. And so
Dana
even
redid all the closets.
Oh, I did everything.
Yeah, that was a bigger question. Was it clean to her standards?
The first thing she said, Anthony, she walked in. Hi, Mija. I love you. Second thing, it smells so clean in here. I achieved the goal. I was like, yeah. You know, we have a cat and stuff. You never want to have that house that smells like kitty litter.
Oh, no, not at all. That's a smell that stains.
Oh, it's
so
awful.
Able to overcome that.
We're now three kitty litter boxes deep.
Oh, three.
So first we had the electronic one that
hated it.
And then we just went with a traditional, just normal one.
Hated it.
And now we have a charcoal filter one.
Oh, I love it.
Charcoal filter.
So yes. Our storage is now filled with just kitty litters. If anybody wants to buy a kitty litter, I got
a
one.
A box,
for
say, not litter, the box.
Oh, so what are they called? Like the box things. I don't know.
It's a litter box.
You guys don't have three of them open at the same time? Does the cat have multiple restrooms to use?
Just one restroom.
One.
Can't do that. I mean, he's spoiled, but not that spoiled.
You know, not only is my
mom here. I did think about that, though. Yeah. I thought about putting it in the laundry room.
No. So my mom being here, I didn't want the smell, but I am a clean the litter box twice a day kind of woman.
Uh-oh.
Morning and night.
Is this a hot take within the cat owner community?
It is.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Ooh. Yeah, I think so. I have a friend. He told me sometimes he doesn't clean it for 2 weeks. I swear.
Does he keep the box outside?
No, it's in his house. It's in his basement. He says he forgets. I'm like, oh my gosh, the poor cat.
I think it's the Friends show that has a term, smelly cats.
Yes. Smelly cat. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Guacamole Day.
Oh, come on. From one classic song to another, you know this one.
Peel the avocado, peel the avocado. Guacamole, 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 guacamole.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is the sound of a woman who found her wedding ring that she lost 20 years ago.
Oh my God!
She just starts crying. She's just elated. She can't believe it. 11 years after she got married, she dropped her wedding ring in her own home. Okay, so she just thought, where did it go? They looked and looked for years and years. She ended up getting another wedding ring, a bigger one. But she said, that's not what the point was. When she found this ring, she said it represented the beginning of her marriage, the love for her husband. And when they were renovating, they pulled this old cabinet out in her bathroom, and she said, I always suspected that it had gone under there, even though we swept and we put things under there. It probably went so deep that I couldn't find it. And that's exactly where it was.
Whoa, man, full circle moment.
20 years and you couldn't find it in your own house?
No, Otto, it like was shoved underneath, like until they pulled it out and renovated, they couldn't get it 20 years later.
Nobody's going to acknowledge full circle moment. It was a ring.
Right, you know, Anthony.
No, it's fine. I thought I was killing him with that one.
Hold on.
No, don't do it now. When Dana sent the story, I was like, oh, full circle moment. I thought I was going to kill him. I thought that was going to knock it out the park. I thought you guys were going to fall over.
Yeah, missed that one. She missed the ring.
Oh.
Anyway, she sat down with Inside Edition to talk about that moment.
When we pulled that cabinet out, my husband said, "There's a ring." And I just screamed. I'm still shaking.
Since then, of course, the video has gone viral. It was just such a real vulnerable moment for her. Miss Dana Popham is her name. We'll post the video now. Go to Facebook or Instagram, Mix96.5. Follow us anyway, right? Follow us. It reminded me of me finding my baby blanket. I know this sounds crazy, but my grandmother kept all of my things. She raised me when I was a baby. When I was little, till I was about 8 years old, when I went to go live with my mom. And I remember when I was little, this blue blanket with satin on the outside, like a satin border, border. And the inside is like cotton waffle. Very in style right now, by the way. The cotton waffle look is very in, very quince.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Well, Otto, of course you don't.
You don't know the cotton waffle blanket with like the little, like,
Yes, thank you, Anthony. Mine
was like, the one I had growing up was like a beige color.
Mine is blue. And when I was little, I would carry it around with me, and she rocked me, this poor woman, until I was 8 years old. I was almost as big as she was. And she would rock me in this wood rocking chair, and I would have the little blanket with me. And I didn't know where it was, and I found it after she passed in her home, and it smells like her. Ugh, getting emotional. Wow. And I washed it because she was a smoker early in life. She didn't smoke, she quit, and I washed it, and it still smells like her. It's still like when I breathe really deeply. So I understand the emotion of finding something. She's like, I know, because some people are like, that's not even a big diamond. Who cares? That's not the point. It's not about the diamond. It was about what it meant to her.
Maybe I'll find my wedding rings at some point.
Notice he said rings. Automatic, how many wedding rings have you lost?
I've lost two of them.
Two wedding rings, Automatic?
Yeah, I lost the first one. I was at Santa Fe High playing football with my brothers, and I just lost it. I didn't even notice that it came off my hand. And then I lost another one. I was on stage, and I was still throwing something out into the crowd, and the ring went woo-woo.
And where is the third wedding ring?
Put away nicely in the safe for storage. That way I don't lose it ever again.
That's not where it is.
Okay, where's it at then?
It's in my jewelry box.
Oh, yeah, that's in storage.
Thank goodness I put the wedding ring away.
I don't wear a wedding ring anymore because of this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want you to think way back to your first girlfriend or boyfriend. Mm. Some have to think back further than others. There's this cute video that came across my timeline. It's a mom, and she clearly realizes something is different about her son. Take a listen.
I think my son has a girlfriend. This is not something I've been noticing this behavior before, and I don't know if this is, how do I tell? Look at him. Oh my God.
At this moment, like, she's capturing him in the backyard on the phone. So he went outside and closed the door. And so she can see him, and he's smiling. And so here's the rest of what's happening.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
What are you doing?
Do you have our girlfriend?
Stop. Are you filming me?
I don't.
Busted, mom. Busted. I have to share this video. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, Facebook, and Instagram as well, because the kid's face turns red. Mom's face is red. You know he's got a girlfriend.
How old is he?
Probably 14.
Oh, he's junior high.
Yeah, maybe freshman. Maybe freshman, 8th grade, 9th grade-ish. Okay. And that's about the age you first get a boyfriend or girlfriend.
That was a lot more innocent than my first encounter when my mom realized I was dating.
How'd that happen, Anthony? Is it radio safe?
Yeah, it was a little bit, I think maybe after my freshman year of high school. And how do I say this? Let's say a bed bug left a love bite on my neck.
No!
Yeah, yep, and I showed up. And that bed bug's name was Yvonne.
How retro. You had a hickey on your neck.
Okay, that's a way to put it. All right. Well, I did all this razzle-dazzle, Dana. I went through 5 prompts through ChatGPT to come up with a love bite on my neck, and you just stare out the hickey. Wow. Well, I guess we're getting vulgar this morning. So, yes, I had a hickey on my neck, and my mom pulled me to the side, and she just said, hey.
Some other people call that a much different thing, though.
She gave me solid advice. Just, you know, if you ever need to talk to me about anything, feel free. And always remember, condoms are cheaper than diapers.
Solid advice. Nobody told me that. That's how my mom found out that I was dating. But anyway, Otto, how did your mom find out? Because I don't know. I've never asked you.
Well,
that.
My first girlfriend, I guess it would be in elementary school, Jackie B. I'm still friends with her. But my first high school girlfriend was this girl, Christina. And we dated. We were probably hot and heavy there for a good 6 months. And
really?
And she ended up dumping me because I was afraid to go there with her. I was only 14 and she was ready to move on to the next level. And so she decided that I wasn't there yet with her, so she just got rid of me.
She dumped you?
She dumped me for not putting out.
So were you sad? Was it like your first time with your mom?
No, you were heartbroken?
Consoling you?
My mom consoled me a little bit. I didn't tell her the full story, of course, because she was the one who had instilled in me that if you ever went and had sex, you would just immediately have a baby. So,
okay. All right, there it is.
I don't think that's it.
Your mom is a woman of high moral values, and she's always taught you to respect women. I specifically remember her talking about a poster that you had on your wall, and she made you take that poster down because it was of a woman, and she said, not in my house. You will respect women in my house.
It was a Tecate poster.
It was a what?
Tecate poster.
Oh, Tecate? The beer.
Yeah.
I don't think he was glorifying the beer either.
No.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the beer. So I think your mother would have been proud of you. Have you ever told her that story that you said no to a girl? And I mean, she would be so proud of you.
No, I was pretty embarrassed about it at the time. I think being an adult now, I can talk about it. But yeah, at the time, I didn't want to tell anybody because I was, you know, as a boy, you're not going to go tell your guy friends, hey, I'm afraid to do that. So,
you know how many other boys feel the same way? It's not even being afraid. It's just having enough self-respect for yourself. That's the closest you can be with somebody. You should.
These are all the things my mom used to tell me.
Yeah, nobody told me. Once again, that's why.
That's why.
I started dating and I had a baby at 15.
And you got pregnant on your first time?
Right away, yeah. And your mom was right. Let me tell you, your mom was right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So we got a text message from Maria, 877-730-DCS1. And she said that the story about your mom, Otto, touched her heart, making you believe that respecting women was a good thing. So if you just turned the radio on, we were talking about first boyfriends and first girlfriends because I saw this mom on Instagram who was, you could just tell she's like, oh my gosh, my baby's growing up. Her son went outside to talk on the phone because you can't talk in front of your mom when you first meet somebody. And it's so much easier now with a cell phone. Oh my gosh, you know, we used to have phones attached to the wall.
Trying to hide from that conversation.
You'd have to take the phone and hide under your covers.
And then have the extra long cord.
Or call and ask a person's parents to speak to them.
Dang.
Hi, Mrs. So-and-so, can I speak to, you know, oh my gosh, to get past the dad if the dad answers the phone? Hi, Mr. Thompson, can I speak to him?
Things that these kids will never have to deal with.
Never, but you have to deal with your mom filming you and putting you up on Instagram, so there you go.
I want to shout out my mom, though. One of the things, the gems that while she was telling me all these things, she used to always, before I would leave the house, she would always say, don't do any pills, don't do any powder, and don't you dare get anybody pregnant.
Whoa.
And she started
telling me. The three Ps.
Yeah, she started telling me that about 11, 12 years old, and it stuck with me.
Well,
that's some insight there, but solid life advice.
It is
the Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The price of meat is very high right now. So when I first read this story, I felt some compassion for Tom, who had an illegal water buffalo in his yard that he was going to take to slaughter. But wait a minute. Hold on. Phil, the community now calls the water buffalo Phil, escaped.
Oh.
The water buffalo was on a lamb. Da-dun-dun. And Tom had to go to jail.
Oh, was that a farm joke or what?
On the lamb.
He was on the lamb. He was on the run.
He was on the
lamb.
Oh, not funny,
God,
if you have to explain it.
Farm. Yeah. I guess. And on this farm, he had a lamb.
I'm here with it.
And a water buffalo. Okay. Phil escaped, and he was out in the community in Des Moines, Iowa for 11 whole days.
So Phil's the illegal water buffalo.
He's the water
buffalo.
I think he felt like Tom was getting hungry.
How was he free for 11 days, though?
Okay, well, I don't know that part, DJ Automatic, but I know.
Who's going to approach a water buffalo, dude? That, what are you going to say, water buffalo?
Do you know what a water buffalo
Can
is?
Can I see some ID?
First, you picture buffalo, and you think of the Native American buffalo that our ancestors hunted. Yes, the bison. No. This is the water buffalo that you see on Nat Geo.
With the big horn.
Yes, DJ Automatic. Yes, and this thing is just running around.
Even more odd that it could be gone for 11 days. Somebody's going to notice a huge buffalo with horns.
You look at this thing and you're like, I don't even look like it's that appetizing.
Whoa.
I don't know if I'd want to eat a water buffalo.
Number one, Tom didn't report that it's missing because it's illegal. And the people in the community grew fond of him because he wasn't violent. He was just eating grass and chilling in the neighborhood. He just didn't want to get eaten.
One of the neighbors set that water buffalo free.
Yeah.
There is an accomplice here.
I think so.
That's the only way it could be, dog. Unless he uses horns to get out the thing. I don't think so, bro.
So the owner, Tom, is in jail. Meanwhile, Phil is living in the Des Moines, Iowa Zoo right now. There you go, Phil. Phil.
Go. You better get on the lamb. Tom. Is that how you say it? Tom? Lamb?
See, the joke came full circle. Now Anthony gets it.
Still wasn't funny.
Nah,
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Girl Scout cookie season. They think they have a flavor that's going to be better than anything we love now. Otto will give us more details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so have you seen the video of the, what is it called, the UAP?
Yes, known as UFO.
Yeah, what are they called, though? How do you say it?
Unidentified aerial phenomena.
There you go. I don't know what it is. And what's scary about this one is that this was just taken in October of 2024 in Yemen. It is a U.S. fighter jet dislodges
a rocket out,
and it just bounces off whatever it hit.
Dang.
It just like, whatever, you primitive airplane, you. Scary.
Man, we ain't fit for them, I guess, right?
That's so crazy. And you're the first person to tell me about this. Where did you see it? How did it come across your timeline?
Daily Mail was the first post I seen it on. And yeah, I agree with Dana. It's pretty frightening because you can see, you know, the weapons that are, you know, manufactured from today's military aren't enough to, you know, even damage.
Did you ever think they would be, though? I don't feel like we're going to have any kind of technology
y'all are missing the whole part here. They're not trying to fight us. They're so beyond our primitive ways and thinking of throwing stones at one another. We're still fighting like we did in the cave time.
That's
They're
right.
beyond past this whole primitive fighting. We need to think like the aliens. It didn't fight back, Otto. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know it didn't fight back. It bounced off of it.
Because it doesn't care to fight. It's past that.
Oh, so you think they're peaceful aliens?
They're civilized. We have so far to go before we're civilized. So many more millennia to go. DJ Automatic Food News.
So the Girl Scouts have been doing their cookie thing since 1917, and they've only had 10 cookies in that time. Now they
10
have
flavors?
Yeah. Now they have the 11th cookie, and it is called the Explore More.
Maybe that's what the aliens are here for. They're like, what? The 11th cookie finally dropped.
Yeah, it's a Rocky Road ice cream inspired flavor, and it's out in the spirit of exploration.
Oh!
Your theory may be right, Anthony A. Get them Girl Scout cookies. Order.
They won't be here till January.
I know, but still, we're getting ready for them. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have World Play-Doh Day. And it's been around since 1940. Originally, it started out as wallpaper cleaner, and then nobody was buying it for that. And so they decided to make it a children's toy.
And it does do that because it takes up any ink.
Yeah.
If you lay it on there, I used to do it with cartoons. I love the smell. I can smell it right now. My entire school smells like Play-Doh. I'm not sure why.
Technically, they're non-toxin, so you can't eat them. You guys never
ate Play-Doh?
Never ate glue
either.
You stand alone on that one, Ant.
And it is National Guacamole Day.
Hey.
Peel the avocado.
You love that. I do.
And let's wrap it up. Of course, we are second day into Hispanic Heritage Month, and it is Mexican Independence Day.
Yes, and I found this amazing audio. Have you ever seen the movie Coco? Obviously, mm-hmm. right? Miguel wasn't supposed to be Miguel.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. This kid was the fill-in as Pixar searched for a big star to play the role. This is the moment he found out the job is yours, kid.
Man, you were on fire tonight.
Thanks. Hey, musician to musician, I need a favor.
Awesome, good. Before you go, we want to give you an early Christmas present. That's okay.
Yes, it's totally okay.
You can open it right now.
Okay, what is it?
That's the moment that he opens a card and it said, the job is yours.
I know.
You've done such an awesome job and everybody loves you.
And his mother is there. Oh my gosh, I cried when I watched this video because you can tell that.
I can't even imagine anyone else playing the role though.
Me either, and neither could they. His little voice, when you hear him reading the cartoon, his little voice is just like he captured something. His name is Miguel Anthony Gonzalez. They ended up keeping the name Miguel. because of him.
Oh, that's cool.
So he became the character. So a little bit of knowledge for you for Hispanic Heritage Month.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.